Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Here we are, a day to celebrate in the City Beautiful. Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback. Rome Odunze is their new wide receiver. So your wide receiving core now is DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze. That with top seven tight end production from Cole Kmet last year?
Easily.
So your offense is seemingly in a good place right now. You have your quarterback. Would you like to get to know your quarterback?
I would, because it seems like there's a lot to know. It seems like there's a lot going on with him.
Last night in Detroit, Caleb Williams was in a Zoom with the beat reporters in Chicago. It's really good, which is why we thought you should hear it.
A big reason is I believe the culture that they've been building. I would say the culture, the coaches, because that's where it stems from. And then I'd also say that the love and support that the fans have been giving. They're ready, they're hungry, they're all excited, and so are we.
One, congratulations, Caleb, for being selected.
Thank you.
My question is, understanding that you're coming into a city that's championship-starved and quarterback-starved, how do you deal with that pressure, and what does the pressure mean to you?
I don't think of it in that way. That may be the narrative. For me, I think of it. I go out there. I handle my job. I be a great teammate, first and foremost. I handle business on and off the field, and then I go to work. I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I'm in there with my guys, and my guys are seeing me. They see how hard I work. Their guy, their QB, and we go get it. We go win games together. That's the biggest thing, is winning games together. Because I can't win a game by myself. Keenan Allen can't win a game by himself. Making sure that we're all together, offense, defense, special teams, and we go get it.
Hi, Kel. Congratulations.
Hey, Steve.
When you met with the executives here and met with the staff, you know, what were some of the impressions you got about this team and their missions and their goals?
Yeah, I say the biggest thing is that they want to win. That was the biggest and most important thing. That was really it. That's really what it came down to them or two. And that aligns with me. I want to be around people that want to win. I want to be around people that want to achieve high, because it only makes me better. That only holds me accountable. And it makes me excited to be around people like that. You're who you are, but you also are, the people that are closest to you. And so having people around you that want to win only elevates you and your game.
Hey, Caleb, Jason Leisure with the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm curious, at what point in the process did you feel like this was where you were headed, and it became about acclimating to the Bears rather than waiting to see how things turned out?
Yeah, for me, it was after the top 30 visit. I felt good at that point. You know, I got around the guys, the coaches, the executive, you know, and so I was around the facility mainly. I didn't really go into the city. Obviously, the facility is where I'm going to be at for majority of my time, you know, throughout weeks and days. And so I was around the guys in the facility, and I felt comfortable. I felt good. I was happy and ready to go.
Hey, Caleb, congratulations. I'm curious, how much did you know about DJ Moore, and how much have you learned in this pre-draft process about him?
Yeah, so I've met his family, obviously hung out with him throughout the dinner, and I've learned that he's a great guy. I learned that he's ready to go. We talk, since my top 30 visit, we probably talked every week, and just reaching out to each other, connecting. Cause that's, you know, that's a big connection for me, obviously getting the ball to two. So, you know, that'd be great, exciting. But we got to go to work.
Hey, Caleb, we've heard you talk a lot about the confidence and kind of comfort you have and who you are on and off the field. How have you kind of developed that over the course of your career? Or is it just something that's kind of innate to you?
No, I would say it was instilled in me, through sacrifice, through hard work, through knowing what I want to be and where I want to be. And then the other part just came through the hard work portion. You know, when you work towards something for so long, you get an idea of what works and what doesn't. And then, you know, you stay humble throughout the process and you make adjustments, you learn and go from there.
Hey, what's up, Caleb? Welcome to Chicago, man. You've talked for a long time about, you know, having a major goal of being a number one pick. Now that you actually accomplished that goal, how does the reality of the moment compare to what you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I didn't know how I was going to react in the moment. I was trying to think through it in my head throughout the process, but nothing feels better than actually being in the moment, actually getting that call. You know, I didn't feel nervous. I didn't feel any of that. I was anxious and ready to go. I was just ready to get the call so I could walk out there on stage and just finally be back on the team is honestly what I'm excited for.
Hey, Caleb, congratulations.
Thank you.
You mentioned the Bears saying that they're all about winning and this is, you know, something that was important to you. But I imagine lots of NFL teams say they're all about winning. So I'm just curious, was there anything that they demonstrated to you that, you know, they were for real and it wasn't just words?
Yeah. I would say when I met with the coaches, they didn't just tell me, they were showing me how we do it. And that's always big. I've always been a routine guy. I've always been, you know, true to my word, committed to that and things like that. So they've been saying that they want to win. They've been saying that they're, you know, they're hungry and things like that. And then, you know, when I went there on a visit, they were showing me, you know, plans and how they do it and how they, you know, how they plan on implementing that and things like that, you know, throughout the whole team, myself, to be able to lead these guys to victories.
Hey, Caleb, what's happening?
How's it going?
So, I mean, you talked about this before. With, you know, when people are talking about the history, the Bears' history with quarterbacks, right? But you must have known something about it. Did you look into this before when you knew they were going to get the top pick? Did you have any questions on why quarterbacks haven't succeeded here? I'm just curious how much you looked into that.
Yeah, you obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. You look into it and you wonder why. And I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that. And they're all for answering questions. They told the truth. And, you know, that's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change. And, you know, that's what we're excited about.
Couple things. I notice he is a yeah guy.
Yeah, which needs to let that go.
No, it's just something that when I listen to answers of questions, if a question is a yes or no question, polls is one of these two. Chris Bryant was like this. Some people will say yeah before answering a question. It doesn't mean they're answering to the affirmative.
It's a reset.
Yeah.
A verbal tick that resets them.
It sounds like they're answering with an affirmative, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are. So I just have to write that down and note that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And he just seems like a normal dude. Like, he and Odunze both, they just seem like grown-up, normal, professional athletes, even though they've never played a professional game.
Well, in the case of Caleb, clearly, if you do some of the reading, we talked to his high school coach about this, like, it's clear that he has been being prepared for this. What struck me, and I'm glad that Herb Howard asked the question about it, if you look at the reaction of Caleb Williams, it wasn't the reaction of someone who expected to be drafted first overall. He was wiping tears away. He kind of let out like a primal scream as he was walking to the stage. And I loved hearing him talk about it because I relate in one certain sense with the idea of relief. I think that there's a relief aspect to it.
You know what that emotion reminds me of in sports? The most similar reaction to that in sports is watch a great golfer, regardless of how many strokes by which they're leading a tournament or leading a major, watch the response when that final putt drops or when their opponent's putt misses. All of it. 4 days. Think about it, you know, 4 days of intense concentration on next shot, to have it actually hit home for them when it's over. That's what it seemed like for me. Regardless of what you thought, what you expected of yourself,
yes,
and what might have felt like fait accompli, somebody with a 5-shot lead going into a Sunday, until that ball is rattling in the bottom of the cup and you're taking it out, it's not over.
That's what it looked like. It looked like Caleb was going, this was a goal, not the goal. This was a goal. I made it here. I had a similar reaction at graduation a few years ago at Alabama, and I was not expecting to have that reaction, but the work was hard and there was a lot of sacrifice for it. And then you're like, okay, the goal is tangible, and you think that one thing is your reaction to it is going to be one way, and then you're sitting there and you go, it's okay to emote. I was really happy to see that, because I mean, think about it. He's been talked about as the number one pick in this draft for 2 years. And I'm sure that there's a lot of pressure that was on him because of that. And then having the USC season not go the way that he wanted it to go, and most of that is not on him. And then you have the moment. You go through all the pre-draft stuff. You take some risk. He took some risk with, I'm not doing this the traditional way that people do this inside of the draft complex. And he took some slings and arrows for that, to then have the validation of what I did to get to this point. All of those steps were correct. I imagine that there was a ton of gratitude inside of that too for him, and relief of, this was a goal that I set. Whether he set that goal at 10 or 11 years old or whatever, I've met that challenge. I am going to live in this moment for this moment. and then we'll get on to the next thing that we're going to do. I think it's a, whether we're talking about Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, the thing that I walk away from, because I'm old enough to be both of those guys' dads at this point, there is a lot to learn from that. There's a lot to learn from how open these guys are with some of their feelings about things.
How about the guy the Lions drafted who turned and grabbed the mic from Kaylee Hartung and turned and looked at the crowd and said, "Oh my God, look how awesome this is."
Yeah. As you talked about kind of like the professionalism of these young men and in the WNBA, like those young women, they're still like, you're still allowed to, if you've been dreaming about playing in the WNBA or you've been dreaming about playing in the NFL, or in Caleb's case, you've been dreaming about being the best player, being perceived as the best player in the draft, to reach that goal is epic. And we often, because of grind culture and those guys and those women being inside of grind culture at the highest level, the moments when you get an opportunity to reflect and react, I'm glad that we're seeing it. Like it's important. It's important for people who are, you know, whether you're talking about making your sales budget for the month or getting everything done for your kids, like all of those little teeny tiny goals that you set for yourself, it's nice to spike the football occasionally.
And there's a couple things here. And one, we need to square this too with what Kalen Kaler told us yesterday, which she reported on this show, that the Bears have been engaged for a while now with Caleb Williams installing their offense, using his quarterback's coach, using the 180 minutes of Zoom meetings that they have been allowed every week to. So he has known, it's not like this came as a surprise, that even with that, even with the fact that he's already been grinding, that he has started his Bears professional career even before this ceremonial move became official.
Yes.
It still felt important to him. And the other thing I wanted, because you mentioned that you're old enough to be their parents. And I would just say, from my experience as a parent of kids who were part of living through COVID at a really important time in their lives, our daughter is going to graduate in a couple of weeks, and having to have dealt with in college to have the COVID year and the COVID issue be a part of not just the educational experience, but the socialization, everything with the psychology of everything involved. It was immensely traumatic. And for our son to be headed off to reset his second try at college because of everything.
Which takes a lot of balls, too.
And the fact that what mattered to him in his sophomore year of high school to have COVID and what that interrupted for kids in their socialization and their understanding of who they are. And this class and these poor kids at USC who had to this class that had to deal with everything they went through with COVID, and now because of the cowardly administration here to have their graduation canceled. For everything they've worked through, to have this private university that couldn't find a way to have them graduate because they're so terrified of actually doing their jobs as educators. And it was all I could think of these kids at USC who are going through COVID, that it is incredible to me not just to ask somebody like Caleb Williams, you're going to be, people are talking to you as a generational talent, being one of the all-time great quarterbacks of all time, coming to the most quarterback-starved team of all time. And to handle it and be normal, let alone what they've been through with everything that this class of kids has been through is so much. And for those of you who've seen it firsthand and what it's done and what these kids have had to do, what's been asked of them to grow up in new and different ways that none of us, no Gen Xers, no boomers.
In the history of American education, no one has had to deal with something like this.
Ever seen with remote learning and rewiring their brains already because of what devices we're doing, et cetera. To be here and have it be this normal is amazing. And a huge testament to Caleb Williams himself and his parents.
Yep, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.